In this message, Pastor teaches on the spirits that were working in the prodigal son to make him leave his father's house.
Amen. We've been going through the series on the wisdom of God for a few months now. Even some of them has come back a second time, a third time as recordings, because you need to be wise. Amen. It's important that you hear, even if it is sent forth a second time. The Holy Spirit doesn't make a mistake. You know, sometimes, you don't have a problem going to a church and singing the same songs for 10 years. But maybe when you listen to a message, the second time you think, oh my God, I heard it before. You haven't. God is still trying to say something to you. You know, so never lose sight of God's word, even if it comes to you a second time. You know, the word of the Lord came to Jonah a second time, the Bible says. Even God spoke to a prophet a second time. The same word, same thing. You know. But tonight, and I think from this month, I mean the second half of this month of July, you know, I think we going into a different series altogether. God willing, God enabling. As the weeks continue, I'll let you know what the series is. But I would like to call it the C series. The C series. I mean, it's more got to do with correction. Tonight, let's open our Bibles to the most familiar story in the scriptures, the 15th chapter of Luke. The Gospel of Luke, chapter 15, the story of the prodigal son. Amen. And the 17th verse. And when he came to himself, he said, how many hired servants of my father's have bread enough to spare, and I perish with hunger? I will arise and go to my father, and I will say unto him, Father, I have sinned against heaven and before thee, and I am no more worthy to be called thy son. Make me as one of thy hired servants. And he arose and came to his father. And when he was yet a great way off, his father saw him, had compassion, and ran and fell on his neck and kissed him. Amen. What a loving father we have. What a very loving father you have. Amen. Tonight it's a very short message. And it's about that son who left the house. There are people who leave the father's house. There are people who leave the church. When you get uprooted, you become different from what you are expected to be. So it is very important that you be very careful, that you never drift away from the father's house. We know the story. It's a very familiar story. He left the father's house, and the Gospel of Luke 15 says he spent his living or his money on immoral living. His brother said that. His elder brother said that when he came back home. I mean, his elder brother was following him on social media. And so said, you know, this guy has been fooling around with prostitutes. This younger son who left, he left with half the wealth of his father. The strength of the church is always in unity. The strength of any home. You get depleted in half whenever you choose to live. Sometimes the devil makes you go when you shouldn't be going. He left, his money got over, and the Bible says he joined himself to a prominent citizen. He was finding a solution for his problem. So he joined himself to a prominent church in that area, a citizen in that area. But that was not the solution. The solution was to come back to the Father's house. And things got really bad. This prominent citizen sent him to take care of the pigs. You know, pigs are an abomination to the Jews. And so this Jewish boy is going solo, that he's going to take care of the pigs, not have pork chops. He's feeding pork chops. It's a different matter if you're enjoying a pork chop, but he's literally feeding the pork. See, every time you leave the Father's house, you're always going down. Down, down, and down. There are many people who become nothing. They might have a big mouth. They might have a great camera. They might show as if they are something. But when you leave your Father's house, where God planted you, the ministry that God put you in, you're always going down. So tonight, what were the spirits that were working on this young man to go away from the Father's house? Are you with me tonight? Lift your hand and shout out Jesus. Amen. Come on, one more time. Shout out Jesus. Jesus' name above all names. Hallelujah. Amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Amen. So what were the spirits working in this young man to leave the Father's house? When you study scripture, you realize there was a spirit of deception. You can never see the devil, but you can see the effect of the devil or Satan at work. And so when you look into the scriptures in Revelation chapter 20, verses 7 and 8, please. Revelation 20, 7 and 8.
And when the 1,000 years are expired, Satan shall be loosed out of his prison and shall go out to deceive the nations which are in the four quarters of the earth.
Yes, Satan shall go out to deceive the nations. Yes, read on.
Which are in the four quarters of the earth, Gog and Magog, to gather them together to battle.
Yes. So the devil deceives the nations and will gather together Gog and Magog, two nations, to gather together to battle. So the spirit of deception gathers nations or gathers people to fight each other. People you were living with, whether it be at your home, whether it be at church, people that you grew up with, suddenly you don't realize what's happening, but there are fights, battles. It's deception. The devil says, round one, come on, fight. And the husband and wife are fighting. They fight on social media, fight in the court, fight when they meet in person. The presence of the devil, presence of deception, is always to cause you to fight. It's like a boxing match, a boxing ring. Round one, come on, fight. The wife has won that round. The next morning, it goes on. The husband swings hard. Yes, he's got her. Third round, it goes on. Battles, wars don't make sense. Can you imagine? Over 50 million people died during the world wars. 6 years they fought. Anything came out of it? Nothing. There are happy couples, at least on the social media, and you wonder what happened to them. Suddenly they're thinking of divorce. What's causing you not to like somebody else? Suddenly you have an argument. Suddenly something that was said is irritating you, disturbing you. And it is causing you to fume. It's causing you to be bitter. Devil, deception, always battles. Tonight, in the name of Jesus, may you have victory over every battle, and may there be at peace at home, peace at church, peace in your ministry, peace in your workplace that comes from God. Amen. May there be divine protection around your home, around your relationships. May the hand of God move forth. The elder son could never stand the younger son. He was upset even when he came back, the younger son came back. He's comparing himself. He said, listen, I lived a good life. I've served your father. This son of yours, this should have said my brother, but you know, look what he's done. He's gone, destroyed everything. You find when somebody leaves the father's presence or the father's house, there is always a spirit of ungratefulness. Ungratefulness. Romans chapter 1. Romans chapter 1, verses 21 onwards. Romans chapter 1, verse 21 onwards.
Because that when they knew God, they glorified him not as God, neither were thankful.
See, you know, I think it was Derek Prince who said, unthankfulness is the beginning of all evil. Unthankfulness is the beginning of all evil. Look at Romans 1, verse 21 onwards.
Because that when they knew God,
they
glorified him not as God.
They glorified him not as God.
Neither were thankful.
Neither were thankful. So what happened? Read on.
But became vain in their
imagination. See, when you're unthankful, you become vain in your mind. Read on.
And their foolish heart
was darkened. You become fools. Read on.
Professing themselves to be wise, they became fools.
Yes.
And changed the glory of uncorruptible God into an image made like to corruptible man and to birds and four-footed beasts and creeping things.
And 24, wherefore God also gave them up to uncleanness, to the lust of their own hearts, to dishonor their own bodies between themselves. See, it's the beginning of all evil, unthankfulness. Now you are unholy. You've corrupted your own body. You've made it yourself unclean. And you read on, you know, from verses till 31, the chapter. All kinds of evils. It begins with not acknowledging God as God and by being unthankful. You don't find in Luke 15 this young man ever going to his father and saying, Father, thank you. Thank you for taking care of me all these years. Do you ever say thank you to your parents? You know, the Bible says he left home to a far country. In other words, what he's saying is, I don't want to have anything to do with you. I don't want anybody to know we are connected, we are related. I don't belong to Joshua generation anymore. We just left. I don't want to be associated with you. Why? Why do you go so far? To sin. Even if your father is a criminal, honor him. Even if your mother is an immoral lady, honor her. Thank them. Bible says, honor your father and mother that might be well with thee and that you might live long on this earth. Don't be ashamed of them. Don't reward good with evil. Proverbs 17 verse 13.
Whoso rewardeth evil for good.
Whosoever rewardeth evil with good. Good with evil.
Evil shall not depart from his house.
Evil shall not depart from his house. Your parents have done you good. Never repay them with evil. Even in church, honor your father in the Lord. Honor your pastor. Doesn't the Bible say it? Galatians chapter 6 verse 6. Or do we need just to hear that once again? Galatians 6 and verse 6. Let him that is taught in the word.
Communicate unto him. That teacheth in all good things.
That teacheth all good things. It is your duty as a child of God to be thankful. Maybe you don't know what your father did. Don't grow up and then have an attitude as if you just happened and you just made it in life. Don't give the impression that you didn't learn anything from home. Because it's a spirit, that's a spirit of unthankfulness that destroys lives. You don't know how much your father worked for you to go through that schooling. They could have abandoned you in a dustbin, but they kept you. Take time to honor your father and mother. Love them. thank them. I went to my parents. I told them, Chacha Amaji, you have done so much for me. I don't want you to do anything more. Just give me the joy of saying, thank you. Thank you. I love you. Let me honor you. There are children who are 50 years old, 60 years old, and who are still demanding from their parents. Ooh, hallelujah. Lift your hand and say, Lord, have mercy. Go with a gift to your parents. Never cause them to cry. The spirit of pride, the third spirit that you find, Ezekiel chapter 28. You know, the first one to leave the house was Satan. He was called Lucifer. He was the first guy to leave. He left heaven and he took one third of the angels with him. The original lever was not Hindustan lever. The original lever was Satan. He left heaven. Can you imagine that? Because he felt the pastor was very bad. You know, God was the Father, the pastor there, Jesus and the Holy Spirit. Can you imagine leadership like that? And the devil found a way to get out from there. Sometimes people say, you know, I left church because I don't think the leadership was good enough. Really? The Bible says he left because his heart was lifted up. Ezekiel 28. Can you read the scripture for me?
Thine heart was lifted up because of thy beauty.
Thy heart was lifted up. That's pride. People live because their heart is lifted up. Because of their beauty. Because of money, because of beauty, because of education. Suddenly your heart is lifted up. Sometimes because of your gift. Lucifer, one of the most gifted angels, archangels in heaven. Because of the gift, his heart was lifted up. You feel so important. You feel the whole world needs to bow down before you. And God is refusing to get up from the throne. First John 2, it says about the pride of life. What is the pride of life? The older you get, the more prouder you become. Because life has made you proud. Sometimes when you are young, you are more humble. But now you come to that point, you have seen through life, and you say, you know, I've seen so much of life. And your heart is lifted up. I know the pastor. I was there when the church began. Yeah. I know the pride of life. James 4, 7. 1 Peter 5, humble yourself under the mighty hand of God that he might lift you up at the due time, at the right time. Pride goes before a fall. With pride comes shame. All Roberts, his mother said to him, stay small in your own eyes all through your life and God will bless you. God will use you. Stay small all through your life. In your own eyes. Whew. You still there? You tuned off? Yeah, get on to MTV. Glory to God. Lift your hand and say, Jesus, have mercy. Thank you, Lord. Glory to God. Thank you, Father. We worship you, Jesus. Hallelujah, Rudalama Shantunadira. Why is the name Rogos? Asmanatia lebres vocos uturis, midatia zebredelos uaterele. Ransentili limoris vetelis ventelere badias vini. Glory to God, hallelujah. We worship you, Jesus. We humble ourselves before your mighty hand. Eradicate pride out of our hearts, Lord. We humble ourselves before you. God, you resist the proud, but give grace to the humble. We need your grace. Glory to God. Come and lift your hand and ask God for his grace. Humble yourself before the mighty hand of God. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. So we have come to three spirits. The fourth one, 2 Samuel 17, verses 1 and 2. 2 Samuel 17, verses 1 and 2.
Moreover, Ahithophel said unto Absalom, let me now choose out.
Ahithophel is one of the main men in the cabinet. Very important man. He is in leadership. And we know the story when you read through. Absalom is the son of David, has risen up against David. And David has left town. And Ahithophel says to Absalom, let me, read on, please.
Let me now choose out 12,000 men, and I will arise and pursue after.
I will pursue this man till I destroy him. Yes, read on.
And I will come upon him while he is weary and weak-handed and will make him afraid.
I will pursue. I will go after him. I will destroy him. It's a spirit of wickedness. Psalms 41 verse 9. Speaking about this man, the Bible says, we know the scripture. David writing about this man, he said,
yes, my own familiar friend.
See, David had seen this guy as his best friend, BFF. Best friend forever. And in Psalms 41 it says,
My own familiar friend. In whom I trusted. Which did eat of my bread.
See, we have had lunch together, dinner together. We have had shawarma together. We've had, we had umbrella drinks together. I mean, we had fizzy drinks together. Man, we had so much of fun together. We ate from the same slice, the pizza. We ate together. Yeah, read on.
Has lifted up his heel against me.
He has come against me. My friend whom I trusted.
Whom I trusted?
Yes, that's important. Important. You trust people with money. You trust people with entrance to your home. You trust people with information. You trust people. And with all the trust this man David gave on Ahithophel, this man is thinking wickedly, let me pursue, let me go after this guy, and let me destroy him. I've seen that in ministry. Have you seen movies where somebody is broken and said, I trusted you. Watch a movie like that, okay? I trusted you. And you hurt me. I counted on you. Hundreds of movies. Lord, have mercy. Jesus looking at the 12. He quoted the same scripture. Judas, you betrayed me. Can I trust you with the money? The purse was in your hand, Judas. I trusted you with money. I trusted you with ministry. I trusted you to be a part of my life. And Judas, you choose to betray me with a kiss? Can you imagine that? Wickedness. Best friends trying to hurt. It says there, read on 2 Samuel 17, 1 and 2.
Moreover, Ahithophel said unto Absalom, let me now choose out 12,000 men, and I will arise and pursue after David this night. I will come upon him while he is weary.
Yeah, I will come upon him while he is weary.
And weak-handed.
And weak-handed. See, I know when David is weak, weak-handed. There are people who pursue you to catch you at the right time. That's wickedness. I've seen that in life. People who know you inside out, they look for that weak moment. When he is weak-handed, when he's tired, that's the time. You know, Jesus, after his death and after he rose again from the dead, he came and showed his hands and said, listen, I was hurt, but I'm healed now. Touch and see. When I look at leadership, when I look at people, I look at what they have been through. And if they survived by the grace of God, then wow, they're champions. They've gone through betrayals, hurts, wickedness. You know what Ahithophel said? I'll finish him. I'll finish David. You know, there are people who say, that guy is finished if I leave him. You can't finish somebody whom God has not finished. You know, there was this man of God. I forget his name, but you can check it on the biography of Renard Bonnke. Robert something. He was the healing evangelist. He was the one who was doing the healing ministry when Bonnke would preach. And one day he decided to leave the ministry of Bonnke. And before he left, he said, if I leave Bonnke, Bonnke is finished. If I leave Bonnke, Bonnke is finished. But Bonnke had not even started. It is after that Bonnke started. Amen. There are people who think they can finish you off, destroy you completely. Are you God? You sound like the devil. You can't be God. God, when He is with you, nobody can finish you. Nobody can finish what God has not finished. Hallelujah. Lift your hand and say, thank you, Jesus. Jesus said, apart from me, you can do nothing. Not from somebody else. Hallelujah. Sometimes, you know, people who support you in life, in ministry, they say, you know, I stopped supporting that guy. You know, in my spiritual father's place, there was somebody who was always supporting my spiritual father. And one day, you know, I heard him say, you know, if I don't fund this ministry, I don't fund him, he won't be able to have these meetings. He's finished. And he left. But my spiritual father continued the ministry because God began to make sure that he was funded. Amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Lift your hand and say, because of the mercies of God, we are not destroyed. Lift your hand and say that because of the mercies of God, because of the mercies of God, we are not destroyed. Amen. Hallelujah. Are you still with me? Amen. The fifth one is what I call the spirit of false prophecy. 1 Kings chapter 22, 20, 21, 22.
And the Lord said, who shall persuade Ahab that he may go up and fall at Ramoth Gilead?
Yes, who shall pursue Ahab that he might be destroyed? Read on.
And one said on this manner, yes. And another said on that manner. And they came forth a spirit and stood before the Lord and said,
I will persuade him.
And the Lord said unto him,
how?
Wherewith? Huh. And he said, I will go forth and I will be a lying spirit in the mouth of all his prophets.
Yeah, I will be a lying spirit in the mouth of all the prophets.
And he said, thou shalt persuade him and
yes.
prevail also.
See, when somebody's life has to be destroyed, the spirit of false prophecy to persuade. Sometimes when you are persuaded, it's a spirit. Some people are convinced they have to go and start another ministry. Convinced. They say, I'm convinced. So many prophets, it's almost like the Lord persuading me, pushing me. Be independent. Be separate. Go on. Get out of the house. Go. Go to a far country. There are many things, many people who will blame the Holy Spirit for everything that they do. So the Holy Spirit said, and sometimes when they come and say that to the pastor cannot say anything, you know. The Spirit of God, I'm convinced, Pastor. And I had so many prophets also just convincing me. I read about a 3,000 strong church where the pastor had to travel and he asked the associate pastor to take care of the church. When he came back after a few weeks, the associate pastor said, I'm leaving because the Lord convinced me I have to leave. So I was waiting for you to come back so I can live. And he left with 3,000 souls. And within 6 months, that associate pastor died while fasting. Galatians 2 verse 18. Read on. Galatians 2 verse 18.
And if I build again the things which
I destroyed, I make myself a sinner. See, if you are building, then destroying, then building, then destroying, you are a sinner. Are you with me? You're part of the church, you're part of that business, you're part of that company, you're building, then you're destroying, then you're building, then you're destroying. You're a sinner, that's what the Bible says. Six, let's get on with this first. Hallelujah. Amen. A spirit of greed. The love of money is the root of all evil, the Bible says. 1 Peter 5 says, do not serve the Lord for filthy gain. Money is always connected when people live. Always. Sometimes people say, hey, why should the pastor be driving such a big car, dressing up so well? Totally upset, envious, because God is blessing that man. Money, greed. Judas thought it is a waste when Jesus was honored, said, why waste this money? 300 denarii. I mean, Jesus is the pastor of that church. And Jesus honored. He said, why do that? Why? And the seventh one, and this is called the spirit of selfishness. This younger son didn't think about the father, didn't think about the family. He only thought about himself. And Ezekiel chapter 34, 17 and 18, and I close with that, please.
And as for you, O my flock, thus saith the Lord God, behold, I judge between cattle and cattle, between the rams and the he-goats. Seemeth it a small thing to you to have eaten up the good pasture, but you must tread down with your feet the residue of your pastures and to have drunk of the deep waters?
Yes.
But you must foul the residue with your feet.
Yes. What did you understand from that? Ezekiel 34, 17 and 18. As for you, O my flock, thus says the Lord God, behold, I will judge between cattle and cattle, between rams and he-goats. See, to start judging the leadership, judging the flock. Does it look like a small thing that you have eaten up the good pasture? And now with your own feet, you are destroying that pasture. You have drunk of the deep waters. Now you are fouling that waters with your own feet. You're eating from the church. The word of God, the pastor has given to you. You're learning on favor. You're learning on the Holy Spirit, on the second coming. You're learning on the gifts of the Spirit. You're learning on different kind of teachings, on wisdom, on prosperity, on breakthrough, on holiness. You're feeding. And you're fed and fed and fed. And now you choose to leave, and then you're trampling the very pasture from which you were fed. You're giving the rest of the people a bad feeling about that pasture. You drank. You're filled with the Spirit. You spoke in tongues in the church for the first time. One version says, now you're pissing on that same water, doing VV. You drank. You finished drinking. You realized your call. You got a great call. Yeah. You learned ministry. You were in leadership. You were given positions. You were serving the Lord. Yes. Now you drank. Now you're pissing on that same water. Nobody else should drink. Everybody else should have a bad feeling about this place. And God says, I will judge the flock. You were blessed in that church. You're blessed in that home. Now you don't care if people go to hell. You got saved in that church. You're selfish. I don't care how others feel. The younger son thought only about himself. And there are people who don't care about people going to heaven or hell. They just care about themselves. May God deliver you. May God set you free. These seven spirits might be the reason for this young man to leave the father's house. But the father waited. And the Bible says he came to his senses and he said, I will arise. I was never hungry in my father's house. Even the hired servants would eat and had leftovers. I was so secure, comforted. let me get up and go back to my father's house. And he got up. He came to his senses. And he began to walk back. And the Bible says the father saw him from afar. In Jewish tradition, an older man, an elder man will never run. But the father ran towards him and hugged him. You can always come back to the father's house. Glory to God. He will accept you. That's where your restoration is. That's where your peace is. That's where your blessing is.